Moncrief on News Talk.
Officials at Cologne Airport recently seized a number of cookie boxes because inside there were 1,500 baby tarantulas. Of all the spiders, the tarantula seems the most scary. Is this reputation justified? Michelle Dunant is Principal Investigator for Venom Systems Lab at the University of Galway. Michelle, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Now, these were baby ones. Presumably, the people who were smuggling them in were thinking of selling them. Is there a market for people who want tarantulas as pets?
Yes, there is actually an international market for tarantulas and other exotic pets, of course, ranging from snakes to scorpions to weird bugs and lizards and so on. So that was most likely the intent there. And of course, it was kind of illegal trade.
Of course. So is there money? How much does a baby tarantula cost?
So a single baby tarantula can cost anywhere, I don't know, between maybe 10 or 20 euro up to, for rarer species, close to 100 euro or more. So it really varies. But it's not so much the cost of one baby tarantula, it's more the importance of the whole animal trade and illegal animal trade as a whole that is impressive. In that case, we're speaking about anywhere from 7 to 20 billion US dollar per year globally. So it's big business.
My word. Now, and these tarantulas, when they were transporting them, they had to be kept away from each other. Or why was that?
Yes, so you have to keep tarantulas individually because they are predators and because they are solitary animals. So if you put them all together in one single box, well, they'll start to attack each other, especially under stress. They'll start to eat each other, and you're probably going to end up with just a handful of very fat spiders and nothing else.
Yeah, you're really selling the tarantula as a pet. And you have, how many do you have yourself, Michelle?
Oh, well, personally at home, I only have a couple. But now at the university, because I'm working with venomous animals, we probably have anywhere between 40 and 80 adult tarantulas, I'd say.
Okay, and how big can they get?
So the largest species in the world would actually reach about a foot in leg span when they're adult. Your average tarantula would probably be about the size of the palm of your hand. So about, we'll say, 4 inches, about 10 to 12 centimeters in leg span. But you have a whole range there from small, cute tarantulas to so very, very big ones.
Okay, how quickly can they move?
Tarantula can actually be fairly quick, but only over very short distances. Those animals do not have lungs like we do, so they cannot inhale air and control their intake. So essentially, once they've used the air that's available to them within their body, they need to rest for a while and wait for air to come through their body again. So they can run fast, but not for long.
Okay, all right. And but they kind of scuttle. They can scuttle really quickly into corners and up your leg and that kind of thing.
Absolutely. They'd be able to move very, very quickly, but they wouldn't hurt you, though.
Now, a tarantula bite, because and maybe a lot of people might think if a tarantula bites you, it's all over. Could a tarantula bite kill you?
So this is actually a big myth. The reality is that we do not have a single medical record from any corner of the world of people dying from tarantula bites. So if you get bitten by a tarantula, yes, it will be sore. They have two big fangs. And of course, when that enters in your skin, it hurts. However, the venom as such that tarantula produce and can inject into you has evolved to kill bugs, not human beings. So as a result, in fact, it's rather inefficient on human beings. You'd feel a bit like if you had a big cold, a bit of a headache, maybe a few sore muscles for a few hours, you'd go for a nap, and most likely after a few hours, you'd be fine.
Okay. Well, that's not so. And they can only bite you once, or could they bite you multiple times?
Oh, they can bite multiple times.
Okay.
Biting is part of their lifestyle. This is how they can catch their prey.
Okay, what do you feed them?
So usually we'd feed so smaller tarantulas with live crickets that you can find in most pet shops and that fishermen probably purchase as well on a regular basis. And then the big ones, we tend to actually breed large cockroaches. to feed them to the tarantulas.
Okay, and when you feed them, is it just a matter of just leaving it there for them, or do the tarantulas, you know, like a bit of a fight, like to, you know, chase after them and that kind of thing? Are they hunters?
So they are hunters, and as such, you actually have to feed them so live prey. We have to feed them live crickets or live cockroaches because they are triggered so by the movement of the prey. If the prey is already dead, they are not interested in it. In fact, a dead prey is potentially a sick prey. So for them, they consider that probably not very healthy and probably not something that they try and feed on.
Okay, how often would you feed them?
Oh, they're very economical organisms for this. You can feed a adult tarantula once a week, once every 2 weeks, depending on the size of the prey. Some tarantulas stop eating sometimes for several weeks or months. I think that one tarantula has been recorded without eating for over 18 months in a zoo and still was absolutely fine. So very economical animals.
Yeah, and what kind of temperature do they like? I'm thinking like if a van crashes into your lab and there's a massive escape of tarantulas, would they die of the cold?
Yes, they wouldn't be able to survive in Ireland. So it's all right. The Irish population is safe of a tarantula invasion. They usually require some more tropical temperature. So we keep ours between 25 and 28 degrees in general.
Yeah. The picture in my mind of a tarantula is that they're kind of hairy. Are they unusual in that regard, or are all spiders hairy?
So all spiders are hairy, and this is actually fundamental to them because often their eyesight is very poor. So although they have 8 eyes, they don't see very well. So they perceive the world around them using all those hairs on their body. So they can smell, they can taste, they can feel variation in temperature, they can feel vibrations, all this through the hairs on their body. So all spiders would be hairy, but tarantulas tend to have even longer hairs. Now, the thing that's also fairly interesting with tarantulas is that some species can actually throw their hairs, the hairs they have on their back, as kind of little harpoons that then can enter your skin and give you a bit of a rash. So this is another line of defense that they can use.
Wow, that's impressive. Michelle, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Michelle Dunon there, Principal Investigator for the Venom Systems Lab at the University of Galway.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.